यस्य पृथिवीव्यासि गुरुनितम् अन्धाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुं येन च पतितानां पावन वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापतन्याय कृष्णप्रेम कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनां मे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्राप्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत वैश्वानो विरहपात्तरयाजुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि न जिमामि तयाभि permission, then I will take. And also some Damodar, not at all. That go and take permission. And he Gurudev never told that, have you taken permission? No need of taking permission. It is has been given by himself or in Vedas everywhere. So no need of taking. And it is respecting and making vow. And he is forbidding.
So,
but everywhere he has written the name of his Shiksha Guru Gupta, everywhere, no? In all books he used. It means he is doing offense in his Gurudev, not him. He is Guru, never told him. And any Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or any associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never told like that Raghunath Das Goswami had done offense in his lotus feet of his Gurudev. So you sit all take lessons from all these people. Krishna Das Kavyas Goswami has never written the name of his Shiksha Guru in Chaitanya Charitamrita or any his book. He, what he has written? Those who do sabhe, they make offense in the lost state of Vaishnava and they want to serve their Gurudev, it is essential, it is actual. it is opposite to Bhakti Siddhanta. Those who are serving all Vaishnava, actually, they are serving Vaishnava. So this will come about. Let's start with strokes. Go on.
So, under this,
once there was a time, I'm telling from 2 hours. There was a time. He has some honor for Bhakti. But he had no time to worship truly. No duty. No time to worship. One day, anyhow, Narada came, and he met with Narada. He asked that, I am not doing anything. What should I do? I have no time for worship. And there are no duties. I have no temple. Nearby, no temple. What should I do? He advised. You can, you have faith upon me? Yes, I have. I will advise you something. And you could do accordingly. Take bath in morning and be seated very peacefully, alone. And you should go to Ganges, Jamuna, Godavari, Sindhu, Kaveri, and all sacred rivers, and take, and in golden pots, vessel, you should bring sacred water from everywhere. And you should collect by mind one, not going, not taking part, sitting here, very well. You should collect belly, chameli, all kinds of very fragrant and beautiful flowers. And also collect tulsi and wash them. Don't wash flowers. No? Never. Otherwise, if you are some wash the flowers, that flower should not be taken in worship. They should be. So, we can pick up very good flowers and we should wash. But tulsi, always take and see, it should be all right. There should be no insects. And you should wash it. Without washing, you should touch it. So you should collect. And sitting here, you should build a very golden temple, very beautiful temple, very good altars, simhasana and altars. Keep that water, golden pots, in that temple. And you should rub Malayachandra. Understand? Malayachandra.
Sandalwood.
And you should take tilak, no? In 12 parts of it. I see that some brahmacharis and matvasis also, they don't eat. Only anyhow here. But we should try to take. If you are hurried, at any time, you can have one. Otherwise, no. Yes. These are the temples. And Krishna dwells there. So we should try to get it. And you should chant your Guru Mantra and be prepared. You should worship by that water you have brought and with Sodasa Upachar or Est 8 Upachar. So it's in 16 kinds of person. Padya, Asan, Ashman, Madhuparka, Oil, Patin, Tila, Vastra, Afain,
Abhushan, Fulmala, Garland,
Worldlands, Petalness, and Naivedya, Bhog, Deep, and
Om.
There are 16. So you can. By night. And going after that, that you are seeing that I am bodhing Krishna and Radhika. Narayan, you are telling me about. Narayan is separate waters of all the rivers, like golden falls. And separate. After that, you should change their clothes, give tilak, and do everything. First, you should take yourself. Lalate Keshavam Vidhaya Keshavaya Nama Om Narayanaya Nama Om Madhvaya Nama Om Govindaya Nama Om Vishnave Nama Om Madhusudanaya Nama Om Kripikramaya Nama Om Vamanaya Nama Om Sridharaya Nama Om Vishnave Sare Pramdhari. And then cut them. Damodaraya Nama. Om
Keshavaya.
Vasudevaya. Like this, tell me. And he used to do. All this. And then Vasudevaya. He used to bring a golden vessel full of madhu. Madhu, you know?
Honey.
Ghee. Shakar. Dood. Goodness.
Cow milk.
Cow ghee and five things that is called Panchamrita. And with separate he used to. Om Narayanaya Namahidam Ashnaniyam Esa Madhuparka Om Narayanaya Namahidam Ashnaniyam Om Narayanaya. Everything. Closing his eyes and doing everything. And after that, he went to kitchen room and cooked very beautiful, scented and sweet paramanna.
Sweet rice.
Very good sweet rice. And get some kevada. Kevada means water, scented water. And get some kishmish, munakka,
raisin, nuts,
and so many things. And after that he gets some pork, some ghee, and some rabadi. Rabadi, you know? Indian rabadi. He gets it. And he kept it in front of it, Narayana. And he told them, Etatha Naivedyam Om Narayanaya Namaha. But in the meantime he thought that, oh, whether this pot is and the paramanna is so hot or it is normal. So he kept his hand in that. But at once, Fakula.
Boil.
It burst and it boiled.
Blast.
Like this. And he took his hands, finger from that. And Narayan in Vaikunth was there. And he began to laugh. Lakshmi told him, why you are laughing? I'm laughing. That my any devotee, sincere devotee, doing manasik puja to me. Manasik mana? By mind.
Worshipping my mind.
And he has tested, not by
tongue,
but finger, that whether it is hot or
normal.
And Kapula has
blister.
Lakshmi told that I want to see that Bhakta really, he had not given anything hot thing. There was nothing only by buying. But how it came? A fola.
Blister.
Blister. What is the meaning of blister?
Bubble.
Bubble?
With water in the eye.
Something.
Yeah.
Like football. But not so much, but very
much.
Then they came both and gave darshan. And Narayan told, oh, you should see Lakshmi Devi, he has some problem. There was nothing, no hot pot, no hot
sweet rice.
Sweet rice, anything. By mind he was doing it. Then Lakshmi told, now what you will give to this devotee? Oh, he told that devotee, come on with me and ride on my Garuda with me and I will take you to. And at once he took that devotee to Vaikuntha. This is called Manasi Puja. So, in our line, in our sampradaya, from beginning, there is very importance of this Manasi Seva. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him. Praja Radha Krishna Seva Manashe Karibe. That you should serve Krishna and Radhika, conjugal. By mind, how? And who is adhikari for that? Who is qualified for that? Oh, these are special things. If anyone read this poem, if he is sincere, he will ask any Vaishnava, Gurudev, what is that Manasi Seva? Automatically. You should read anything, Chaitanya Charitamrita or anything. The books of Raghunath Das Goswami, books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or any Goswami, any other, very deeply you should want to dive very deeply. And then we should realize that you are genuine. So, what is this thing? Manasheva. I know that we are not qualified for that. But still, you can know some outline of this. And anyone can do if he is qualified for this. So for this, you should know from very origin those who are wandering here and there in this world, taking birth and death, suffering and sorrows in this life, always suffering. Anyhow, by the grace of Krishna, any so bhagyamanji, bhramite bhramite kono bhagyamanji, Guru Krishna prasade paaye
mukti lata ji.
Any person who is so lucky, how lucky, doing something in his past,
but
there are some honor for Krishna, honor for Krishna. They don't know what is this, but yet they have some honor. So they associate with any qualified high class of Krishna. Or Madhyam Adhikari, it may be, no harm. But sincere, not duplicity, no politics, nothing of this. Sincere person, Madhyam Adhikari. They associate with them. So, by hearing them, Shraddha comes. What is Shraddha? He gets seed in the hearts of devotees. That by serving Krishna will outcome of all these things and you will be liberated from this. And your life this life and after life, you will be happy forever, eternal happiness. So these kinds, this seed of bhakti is this, to serve Krishna. So tendency to serve Krishna is the seed of
bhakti lata.
Its outer symptoms is called Shraddha. What is that? If anyone come and cut me in pieces, give me thousands and hundreds of problems, but I will never forget all the time. Like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj, like so many devotees, they are strong now. They know that if I will do Krishna Bhakti, my all duties in my whole life will be done. This is called Shraddha. So, to serve the tendency to serve Krishna is Bhakti Lata Bija. And symptom is that Shraddha. So, generally we call Shraddha Bhakti. But the tendency of serving Krishna is really Bhakti Lata. This Shraddha is of two kinds from beginning. By hearing Shastra and obeying the Shastra rules. That if you are not following, the rules are regulation. You will be always suffering. We will always go to hell and we will never be happy in our life. So we should serve Krishna, chant Krishna. This is one. This is Shastra. Shastra Avadharanamayi. It comes from Shastra hearing. By reading Shastra or by hearing Shastra from any bona fide Vaishnava. I think that generally devotees are of this kind. They are Shastra like this. Shastra Avadharanamayi. Coming from Shastra, hearing from Shastra, it will not observe the rules and regulations and we will not serve Krishna, then we will go to hell forever. And that is why he inclines to serve Krishna and to have. This is first. Secondly, there is another kind of Shraddha. What is that? Lobhmayi. Lobhmayi means? What is the English translation?
Eagerness. Eagerness.
Eagerness. You know any word for this? Eagerness. You? Eagerness. What is eagerness? A greed to serve Krishna. A Vaishnava like Narada or any bona fide Vaishnava was hearing Harikatha. That Yashodama serves Krishna like his own son. Though Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead having so much affluence, six appellants in its
extreme extent.
There is none equal to him. But if Yashoda Maa never thinks like that Krishna himself Bhagavan or anything. Only his innocent child. Sometimes he rebukes Krishna, sometimes he takes and gives milk from her. Sometimes chastising, sometimes getting him in his heart, always loving. So hearing all this Harikatha from Srimad Bhagavatam, he takes in his heart that I should serve Krishna like mother. I should serve like Shubal Sakha. Shubal Sakha, Shidam Sakha can defeat Krishna, though his
supreme
personality having so much affluence, but Shidam can easily and by defeated by then, Krishna always is smiling. Sometimes they embrace Krishna, Krishna also embrace Krishna. Sometimes giving him some
remnants,
fruits, testing, and then after that, oh, it is so sweet, and possibly they. Sometimes Mother Mangal taking anything, or Krishna taking anything, very sweet. Pakodi, you know? Pakodi?
Pakoda.
You know? What is pakodi?
Pakoda.
What is that?
Vegetable, flower.
Flowers are any potato, and the kashi, kalukhari.
We fried in the oven.
And frightened it. And it comes like a... and then it has put. No? So Krishna said something, pakodi. And what was enough, he took himself. And he gets chili, very, very
strong, hot chili.
Strong chili.
Chili hot.
And he gets it in the mouth of
Mother Mangal.
Mother Mangal. And he began to do gop, gop.
Immediate.
And when it went here, and he began to cry, oh mother, it is so strong, it is so, and he began to rebuke Krishna. But how we are here? So I want to serve Krishna like that. I like to serve like gopis. This greed comes. And then he wants to hear, oh, how I can serve like this. This shraddha comes from greed and creates greed. Actually, this is the qualification of raga and bhava. If there is no greed, and that shraddha you have, it has not come from greed, you should try to serve Krishna in Vaidhi Bhakti. But if, anyhow, rare, though it is rare, but by the grace of Krishna and mercy of Vaishnava, it has come. That greed, and you are qualified to follow Radhanta Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to the keep this greed and aptapani, everything, raga and bhajan. He has not come for only waiting. So I think all you are, we have all come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if you will hear all these things, surely greed will come. If you are reading very manipulatively in the guidance of any qualified Rashik Vaishnava, Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam and all the books of the Gauriya Vaishnava, greed is bound to come, surely it will. But from beginning you will tell that, oh, I am not qualified. You are not qualified. In one whole world there is no qualified. They have taken all the that
responsibility
that they are not bhakta, but still they can tell, oh, anyone in this world is not qualified for that. They are not want to take their suggestions. If you have come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and hearing the Harikatha from Vaishnava, Raganuka Vaishnava. Especially reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Rath Jatra,
Car Festival,
Rayaramanand Sambhava, Rup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami's teachings from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And especially what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written, that great master. But those who have doubt, never ignorant. Never, never, never. They are offenders. So I heard the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is so merciful, from my home, and I left everything and came in the Lord's kingdom. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, why we will not give that great master? So those who have great like this, they will gradually follow the instructions of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami, and gradually they will. Those they have known, they will gradually follow
Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sivanam Vardhanam Varnanam Rasam Kartanam.
At first they will take Diksha, Harinam, Diksha, associate. Being in an earth, they will chant more, and gradually they will overcome all kinds of problems. Especially they should careful for 10 kinds of Nama Prabhu. And 32 kinds of Shiva Prabhu. Nama Prabhu. This is pretty careful. But I think if anyone has greed and Shraddha, they will always be protected. They will never. But if they will associate with bad persons, having duplicity, policy, politics,
diplomacy,
and those who are reading all Vaishnavism in universities, godless universities, they are bound to fall down. So, if we are doing, we are having Vaidhi Bhakti, Shraddha, Sat-Antharana Vaidhi, then first Sadhu-Sangha, then second Sadhu-Sangha,